Good morning and welcome to a very special episode of HR After Dark. We come to you this morning with some human resources breaking news. So the new overtime rule to increase the minimum salary paid to exempt employees that has passed this week as of Tuesday. The U.S. Department of Labor finalizes rules to increase the exempt salary compensation thresholds. As a reminder, some classifications, such as executive, administrative, and professional, can be exempt from the FLSA or the Federal Labor Standards Act overtime rules if they are paid on salary basis, paid at least the designated minimum weekly threshold, and they meet certain duties test. The new rules were released on April 23rd, 2024, and I'm going to be putting in the description of this episode a high-level overview of the changes. Now, JER is going to provide more information and detail as we work diligently to understand the specifics of the rule change. To give you just a few highlights here, effective July 1st, 2024, the salary threshold for most exempt employees will increase to $43,888 annually or $844 weekly. Effective January 1st of 2025, which amazingly is just over 6 months away, the salary threshold for most exempt employees will increase to $58,656 annually or $1,128 weekly. The rule will adjust the threshold for highly compensated employees to $132,964 annually on July 1st, 2024, and then to $151,164 annually on January 1st, 2025. Starting July 1st of 2027, salary thresholds will update every 3 years by applying up-to-date wage data to determine new salary levels. Now, I know I just gave you a lot of numbers back-to-back. That's okay. This is all going to be encompassed in the description of this episode. Now, we anticipate business groups or states opposing the final rule. They may file litigation similar to what happened in 2016. However, you should not count on the rule being stopped. One of the first steps is to make a list of your current exempt employees that make less than the $43,888 annually and a list of those that make less than the $58,656 annually. Now, JER is, as you guys know, the owner, the producer of HR After Dark. We have HR consultants that can help you through this, and our team of consultants are very glad and happy to help navigate you through these changes as we continue to learn more. We can help your business develop strategies to mitigate the risk and potential impacts to your budget. JER is going to be holding a webinar in the future, and I hope to record another podcast potentially with more detail. If I do feel that this is not something you can really properly intake in verbally, I will just do another podcast where I am announcing when that webinar can be and how you can sign up. In the description, you're also going to find a contact person. Her name is Becky Page, and she is going to be our go-to. So if you are already a client of JER HR Group, please reach out to your HR consultant to ask some questions or reach out to Becky. Again, her contact information is going to be in the description as well, but her email is becky@jerhrgroup.com. As we continue to learn more, we will keep you up to date, but this is something that you need to start paying attention to for your business. And we are here to help you and your business and to keep you and your employees safe. So reach out. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up for today. As you can tell, we don't have an intro or an outro to this episode. I just want to thank you for listening in, and let us know if you have any questions. Have a wonderful day.